We began our study of the Mishnah of Tipas Cholav on Daf Kuf Ches. And the Mishnah has a Reisha and a Sefer. Let's try to understand the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer. In the Reisha, the Tipas Cholav fell on one particular Chaticha, and the Mishnah says that whether that Chaticha is Asura depends upon whether there's Nesinas Tam. Then the Sefer addresses a different case of Nir Es HaKedera. In other words, after the Tipas Cholav fell onto the piece of meat, he immediately mixed the contents of the pot, this particular Chaticha, with all the other contents of the pot. And the Mishnah establishes that, once again, we take a look at Nesinas Tam, but now it's not the Nesinas Tam and the ratio between the Tipas Cholav and that particular Chaticha, but rather ratio between the Tipas Cholav and the entire contents of the Kedera.
So If he was near.
So I want to look with you at the Moreshes Moshe. You have a photocopy of it.
Yeah. And we're not talking about a dry. We're talking about a tarovet. With liquid.
Right, with liquid. We're talking with liquid. Right.
Correct.
And he offers here, he summarizes three different approaches to how to learn the Sefer of Nir. So the page that you're looking at should say on the top right, Tuf Pei Beis. You have such a thing? Okay. Now, by the way, in this other Sefer, which we very often learn, the Shirei Rav, he has two pieces that are probably very relevant to us. I started looking at them. I'm not sure if we're ready for them, because we started here on Kuf Ches, and really, there's another sugya earlier which we skipped. Not that we deliberately skipped it, but it's on Amud Kuf. Kuf Amud Beis, to be precise. And that's a sugya which we really have to learn, and learn the two sugyas in conjunction. So I don't know if we'll get a chance to do that today. We'll see if we have time. So the first approach to this sugya of Nir is a large contingency of the Rishonim. He has a whole list here. He's got the Rashba, the Rashi, the Ritva. He's got the Meiri, the Rivan, the Mukil. So it's a whole who's list in Rishonim. Rov Rishonim, he calls it. And they interpret that Higis Miyad Kodem Shekibla Chaticha Tam Mina Hatipa. So he...
Before it became the Vela, in other words.
Correct. In order to justify our Mishnah that we're going to be Mishar Shishim in the entire Kedera because of Nir, what we have to introduce here is a concept called Nir Miyad, or Higis Miyad. Again, we're going to have an Aruch HaShulchan here to try to figure out what the word Miyad means in this context. But whatever it means, which we'll get to, Mirtz Hashem, we have to make sure that the Nir, in order to accomplish its goal, has to be Miyad.
Yeah.
And what does Miyad mean? Kodem Shekibla Chaticha Tam in Atipa. In other words, don't assume, according to these Rov Rishonim, that immediately, that with the contact of the Tipas Cholav on this Chaticha, automatically, instantaneously, the Chaticha received the Tam, and the Tam was Mefafea throughout the Chaticha, and the Chaticha becomes like Nevela. Don't assume that. But rather, he still has the opportunity of Higis Miyad, Again, it's a very short period of time, which we'll have to understand what that period of time is. That's going to be the Aruch HaShulchan. But within that period of time, believe it or not, the Chaticha has not yet really fully received the Tam of the Cholav. The Tam of the Cholav, it takes, we'll call it 5 seconds, whatever it is. It takes a certain interval of time until the Tam of the Cholav penetrates throughout the Chaticha. And if you chap a Ryan, if you jump the gun, so to speak, within that very short period of time, then what you've accomplished is that you've set up the tipas chalav penetrating throughout the entire kedera. It hasn't gotten a chance, so to speak, to settle down in that chaticha. And this tipas chalav has a personality of its own. And although this tipas chalav is very eager to penetrate throughout the chaticha, that's its victim. Its enemy is the chaticha, but nevertheless, the tipas cholav cannot accomplish that goal immediately. And if within that interval, before the tipas cholav accomplishes its goal of penetrating throughout this chaticha, if you can freeze the situation the animosity between the tipa and the chaticha, what you can do is you can force that tipa to penetrate throughout the entire kedera, to spread its wings throughout all the contents of the kedera.
Then all the bitul you would need is against the tipa, as opposed to
in both cases all you need is bitul against the tipa, but in this case, since he chapped Orion and he did the near, he all he needs to be mavatal the tipa is to calculate 60 times from the entire kedera. So he's going to, he has all these different chatichos. In both cases, again, we're trying to mevatel that tipa. But the question is, what are our forces? We gather our troops together in order to mevatel the tipa. Obviously, the more, the extensive the troops are, the easier it's going to be to accomplish that goal of bittul. What are our troops?
Right.
How many chatichos, or is there more than one chaticho that we can gather together to attack that tipa? And the answer is, it depends. If we're assuming, which is a gewaldige chiddush of the Rishonim, that it's not immediate, it's not instantaneous that the tipa accomplishes its goal of spreading its wings throughout that tipa, but rather it takes a few seconds, shall we say. And therefore, if you can now do a near before the tipa has accomplished its goal and it's attacking its victim, which is that chaticha, then what you can do is you can artificially create a situation with that, which that tipa's chalav is now in is ma'urav, is mafafeya in all the contents, the entire contents of the kedera, and now we can use all that in order to be mavatal b'shisha. So the Aruch HaShulchan wants to know, how long of a period of time is it that the Tipas Cholav has not yet been absorbed into the meat? Meaning, answer the following question. How do you know in Psak Halacha when, at what point, it is already too late to do a near process, because the tipa has settled down, so to speak, in a concentrated area which is called that chaticha? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, well, let's leave it to the judgment of the Mora Hora. Yeah, but how is the Mora Hora going to know? So he says the following. Hashirhu, the kolzman shenika roshem atip al chaticha moil hanior. Now I read this Aruch HaShulchan in my early shi in the Shtiblach, based on the Masifta, and I'm not blaming the Masifta, because I can go back and reread the Masifta, but I came to the wrong conclusion. I misinterpreted this Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is trying to squeeze out a kula here.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a chumra. Again, so you, Yosef, you weren't there at the shia, so you don't know why I'm so excited about
it. You can see that white part still sitting there.
Right, so if the white part is still hovering, so to speak,
then it hasn't spread.
Correct. It hasn't yet penetrated into the teepah, into the chaticha, because there's a roshem of that teepah still on the top of the chaticha. So let's say you look at the chaticha and you see a little bit of a, let's say, a different color or something. That's called nikar roshem atipah. And it's hovering over the gag of this chaticha. That itself indicates that we're still in stage one. And stage one is a stage in which niyar is effective. Stage one is, I call, the contact stage. Right. And there's contact between the tipas cholov and the upper chaticha. We haven't yet gotten to stage two, in which the chaticha has received the whole impact of that tipas cholov. The tipas cholov is now spreading throughout the chaticha. That's stage two. And the nafkamina between stage one and stage two is going to be a great nafkamina, a very fundamental one. And that's niyar. Which way is niyar going to work? Is it going to work l'chumra or is it going to work l'kula? Well, if we're in stage one and we can achieve that niyar between contact and papua and pipua, then niyar is going to be very, very meaningful. It's going to be a tremendous leniency, because now we're going to expand the forces of our cavalry, you know, to attack this teepah. And we're going to use all the contents of the pot, all the different pieces of meat in the pot, to be mevatel the teepah's chol. That's because he got there between stage number one, which we call the contact stage, and stage number two, the settling down stage, you know, in which the teepah has achieved its goal and it's very well situated, very well settled down in the teepah. Now, if the Mor HaOra comes to the conclusion that, sorry buddy, you got there too late, the teepah's cholov is gone, which means it's within the chaticha, then, says the Aruch HaShulchan, the niyar would be only meaningful lechumra. We want to get a niyar lekula, that we can integrate the entire contents of the pot, but now it's going to be lechumra. And why is it going to be lechumra? Because now we're going to take the teepah's, I'm sorry, we're going to take the chatichas basar and we're going to turn it into a chefza di sura, because we've already messed up here. We're already delayed until stage two. And once we get to stage two and the tipas cholov has already sat itself down and penetrated the entire chaticha, well, guess what? Now you're going to need shishim to be mevatel the entire chaticha. If you hold chanan, I mean.
It sounds to me as though if you waited too long, then the chaticha is now already a chefta di sura, and now if you are menayer it, you cause all of the pieces to become chaticha di sura.
Well, depending on shishim, but now we need shishim against that chaticha, correct?
But I don't understand. If it's already in the chaticha, and then you spread that chaticha around,
right,
in the whole pot,
right,
then, okay, right, then you need shishim against
the chatiha. Now let's assume that you don't have shishim against the chatiha. You know, it's bad enough that you need shishim against the tipa when it's still in stage one, but when it gets to stage two and now you mix that chaticha with the entire contents of the pot, I don't know if you have 60 pieces against that chaticha. That's unusual. Do you follow my point?
Yes.
Usually all the chatichas are more or less relatively the same size. You'd have to have a gigantic, gigantic pot that has 60 pieces connected that one piece. I don't know that that's the case.
So how are you going to square this? But I mean, this is the question of...
Yeah, I'm just going to tell my son to call me back later.
It's
yeah,
the question of Shalasakto, Motor, Asa.
Okay, fine. We'll get to that too. But at least in terms of the presentation, what we know here is that There's good news and bad news. The good news is that we can now be Mishire a certain period of time in which from T1, that's contact, until T2, when it spreads throughout the Chaticha, we have an opportunity, a golden opportunity, to spread it around through Nir. That's the good news. The bad news is, if we delay, you know, and we miss the boat, which means it's already hit stage 2, and the Mor HaOra looks at the chaticha and he says, I don't see any cholov. Where's the cholov? And the answer is it disappeared because it dissipated throughout the chaticha. Now that chaticha becomes a chefzid isur. You're gonna do a nir now. You're in deep trouble with this nir. I mean, you might be in deep trouble because what's going to happen is through this nir is that you are going to have a situation where if you don't have shishim in the pot against that entire chaticha, it could be that everything is also. Again, we have to know more about Hanan and Efshel Sokhta. We'll go through that, but just at stage one, the way the Moreshes Moshe is presenting this, we have this entire school of thought amongst the Rishonim that although you can do a near miyad, but you know, don't delay. You know, that's the message of you know, it's like mitzvah bol yodcha al tach mitzent. If you wait too long, and it's not a very long period of time, you might have to deal with a much more serious complication because the entire chaticha becomes asura. Now again, you're right, Yosef. I'm jumping the gun a little because I'm assuming that you need shishim in the tarovis against the chaticha, and that's called chanan. Even if you would question my premise, which is a very valid point that you can question that premise, you still have a bad news over here. What's the bad news? If you waited till this period of time, then what we're saying is that if there's no shishim in that chaticha against the tipas bas cholov, that chaticha becomes asura. Had you what I call jumped the gun, meaning had you done it in its proper timely fashion and immediately before the tipa spread throughout that chaticha, you were able to do the niur, in that case, I'm not sure that anything is going to be asur. Why? Because it's equal to a situation where the tipa skull fell into the entire kedera. Why? Because you were able to achieve the niur before the tipa settled down in that chaticha. So again, whether or not the rest, you know, the balance of the pot will have to have shishim against this piece of meat, or maybe it doesn't, but even if, let's say, you achieve shishim against the tipas cholov, and we're going to view, and we're going to define this chaticha as yesh ba blia, you know, it's not a chaticha of isur, but has a blia of isur in it. Even if that be the case, the bad news is going to be l'chumra, that piece of meat is going to be asur. Why is that piece of meat going to be asur? Because that you can't be mevatel based on the balance of and the contents of the pot because you got there too late. That nir is not going to come. Your nir is to be mitzarif the entire pot to do bittel, and then everything should be mutter. That you can't accomplish because you blew it. You waited too long. You passed the period of time, let's say the 5 seconds, until the chalav, you know, settles in the basar. Mm-hmm. The Mor Ha'orod takes a look at the basar, and he doesn't see any shirayim of chalav. He assumes at that point the pipua process, or the hispashtus hatam process, we want to call it, that has already completed itself within that chaticha. Again, this fits in very well according to Tosis, who holds that the chaticha is above the rotev. But even according to Rashi, let's talk about that part of the chaticha that's above the rotev. And that part of the chaticha, according to Rashi, remains a separate entity, and it's not considered as if it's inside the rotev. And now if you do niyar, it's going to be a little too late, because the damage was done. Okay, now we go on to the second approach that is shown in the Rashba. In the first case, had quoted Rashi, but he himself has a different approach, which apparently is also going to be the approach of the Ran, and the Ran is quoting Tosfos, Sefer Trumas, and they're going to learn that the Sefer is a continuation of the Resha. And what is the Sefer stating? What's the declaration of the Sefer of our Mishnah? That the Kedera is Asur Machmas Chatichas HaBosar V'dafka Imnir. The subject of this Sefer is to address the question whether or not the Kedera would become infected, so to speak, would become asura as a result of the chatichas basa that received this tipa. Dimhigis acha shekibla achaticha esatam minatipa im yesh bekedera benosein tam she'ein ba shir shishim kineged kol achaticha asura. In other words, according to these Rishonim, the Niyar is teaching me the halacha of Chanan, which means that you need Shishim keneged the entire Chaticha. So we're not discussing how can he do the Niyar immediately before the Tipa settles down in the Chaticha. That's not at all the discussion of our Mishnah. But rather, the Mishnah is telling us that there is a method by which we're going to require shishim against the entire chaticha, and that's called nir or higis. And in fact, the Mishnah of nir is talking about a time T2, not time T1. Right? According to the school of thought, the Rov Rishonim, we're talking about time T1, meaning it's after the contact, or shall we say precisely between T1 and T2.
You can still see it.
And you can still see it, and therefore you can still be menayered, and it hasn't impacted on the chaticha yet. That's not the way the Rashba of Isiaso are learning this Mishnah. They're learning Niyar not as a situation where you did the Niyar immediately, but Niyar means at some point you were menayered while the kedera is still hot.
Yeah. And we're not going to say that you're mevatel iser lechatchila because it's not an iser yet.
Well, that might be true again according to the first shita, if you're talking about Rov Rishon. According to the Rashba, Adarabba, by being menayrit, instead of being mevatel iser lechatchila, you're creating real problems, because what you're doing is you're now setting up a situation where it's almost impossible to get bittel. You know, if a person wanted to be mevatel the Issa l'chatchila, he would take the interpretation of our Mishnah of Rov Rishonim, meaning that he would implement that nir immediately in order to stave off the problem of that first top chaticha becoming asura. That would be mevatel Issa l'chatchila. But according to the Rashba v'seyoso, then Adarava, he would be doing something stupid if his purpose was to be mevatel iser l'chatchila, because what he's doing through Niyar is he's setting up a situation in which, since the original chaticha becomes asura, we're going to need shishim against the entire chaticha in the kedera itself. So do we have it? Just in my mind, I want to just review it one more time. That according to Rashba, the Nir is an issue of the Mishayah Shishim Keneged Kol HaChatich.
I don't understand the difference between Rov Rishonim and the Rashba. Rov Rishonim seemed to be talking about that the T1 time is still an ace ratzon.
Something that... One word, I'm sorry, I missed. There's something...
The Rov Rishonim are talking about the initial time before the Tipa is
down.
Still evident.
Right.
Then they would say that if you stir it at that before that time that it becomes
lapses,
then all you need is a shishim neged the Tipa.
Correct.
And the Rashba is saying
and you might even gain that the original chaticha now
is okay.
In this case, the nir is okay.
Right. But the Rashba is talking about a case where you waited.
Correct.
And
that's
and
a whole different
I don't see why the Rov Rishonim wouldn't agree.
No, because it could be that according to Rov Rishonim, if you waited, then although it's true that the first chaticha becomes asur, but not Bitaris Nevela. Again, the thrust of the Rashba, if you saw it, is that the Mishnah is trying to tell you that since it's settled down already, the Nir is a very dangerous proposition, because now you're going to need Shishim against the entire Chaticha. That Chiddush doesn't appear in the Mishnah according to Rav Rishon. That appears according to the Rashba. The Rav Rishonim might have ostensibly argue that you can be Meshayer. You could be mishayer in the entire after near. You could be mishayer in the entire chati, in the entire pot. Keneged that tipas cholav. There's no indication that at any point in time the halacha would require you to be mishayer against the entire chaticha.
Unless you waited until it was.
No, that's not the case. That's not the Mishnah's not even addressing that. Don't draw conclusions from the Mishnah that vashtein it. Nowhere does it say in the Mishnah that you're going to need shishim against the chaticha. That's the Rashba, but that's not the Rav Rishonim. The Rav Rishonim say the chiddush of the Mishnah is that you can integrate the entire. That's why I call it expanding the cavalry, and the entire chatichas, all the chatichas in the kedera against that one teapot. What would be if you waited too late?
Yeah,
I don't know. Go figure that out. But certainly, you have no proof from the Mishnah that you need shishim against the entire chaticha. That's not written in our Mishnah. The whole point of the Mishnah is to teach you that you can accomplish a great goal by doing the near in its proper moment, namely at the first split second that the tipa fell into chaticha. You can accomplish a great goal instead of trying to be mishayer shishim and the tipa against the chaticha. Let's be mishayer against the all the chatichas together, because you accomplished your goal of being menayer. So who is the menayer? Is the menayer someone who gets brownie points, or on the contrary, we should have him sit in the corner? He's a bad guy. Well, what is the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah says near. What does that mean? Right. So one school of Rishonim says near is a great accomplishment. Why? Because as a result of near, he's going to probably save even the chaticha elyona that received the tipa. Why? Because he was menayer at the proper time. So if you ask me about the menayer in our Mishnah, should we give him brownie points? You know, is he a great guy? The answer is yes. According to the Rashba Vesiyoso, the menayer is creating unbelievable problems now. Why? Because we're talking about not the menayer who was kolakonim zocha, who was al tachmitzeno, but on the contrary, the Mishnah is addressing the case of a menayer who was machmitzeno. He delayed too long. And as a result, he should be placed in the corner with a dunce hat on him. Why? Because as a result of his near, we're going to need now shishim against the entire chaticha. And to be honest with you, it could be that even if we get shishim against the entire chaticha, it could be that chaticha, if we identify it, has to be thrown out because of Eif Shel Sotha. But again, that's a whole different sugya. But the point there is here that since you waited too long, that's what the Mishnah wants to be mechadish. You're going to now need shishim to salvage the kedera and its contents against the entire chaticha. That doesn't surface according to Rav Rishonim. So we don't know. Again, you could ask what would Rav Rishonim say if Lu Yitzuyer he was menayer too late? I don't know. It could be that the original piece of meat is only what's called a tam balua. Do you follow me by a tambalua? In other words, now we can take it from the first tarobus into the second tarobus, and although there was no shishim in the first tarobus, now we have shishim in the second tarobus against that very same tipas cholav. I don't know. I can't twist your arm one way or the other. But certainly Rashi's interpreting the Mishnah in such a way, and it's not just Rashi, as we say, it's the Ritva, the Meiri, and the Rivan, and everybody else, that you cannot commit the Mishnah at all to the position of what we call chanan, meaning that the entire chaticha, it's no longer an isa machlus bilua, but it becomes a chefzim nevela. That it doesn't say that in our Mishnah.
Is the quote from the Mishnah, what is quoted here, near sakdera miyish babanos in tam bios sakdera asar, that's a quotation from the Mishnah?
Miyish babanos in tam bios sakdera, does he have the
osa kadera?
Yeah, asar.
Okay, so two things. Number one, he is differentiating, the Mishnah is differentiating between the times, because he's saying, Yesh Baba no Saint Tam. Nobody needs to tell you that there's a no Saint Tam of Chalav and Basar. We know that. The question is, how long was it there? So that bespeaks two different times, right?
Right.
And when it says Asur,
again,
what
no one's
is it
denying that there are two different times. The question is, was this menayer or this nir a makalkel or a metake?
Well, the word aser, what does that refer to? Does that refer to osa kedera? That now the whole kedera?
Correct, the whole kedera becomes aser, but why? So if you go with Rov Rishonim, the whole kedera becomes aser because he was menayer quickly. He was menayer quickly. Do you follow me by quickly? Quickly means...
Yeah, before, while there was still a Roshem.
Well, there's still a Roshem. So now the Tipas Cholov is going to spread throughout the Kedera.
Now it's as if it fell on every single piece individually.
Correct.
So then...
But that has nothing to do with how much we have to be Meshara Bittel. Do you follow what I mean? Adarabah, maybe it means Meshara Bittel only connected that Tipa. Do you follow what I mean? Comes along the Rashba of Haseos, and they say, no, the Mishnah is talking about Nesinas Tam against the original Chaticha because he was Menayer too late. And at that point, that original Chaticha becomes a Cheftzidi Surah. So now you're going to need Shishim against the entire Chaticha. That's called Menayer Es HaKedera. And if you read the language inside, he says, If Yesh B'Kedera B'No Saint Tam She'ein Bashir Shishim Keneged Kol HaChaticha. Those words... Right?
Which daf is this on? Where is it?
No, I'm sorry. I thought you were following inside. Yeah, I'll underline if you don't
no,
mind.
No, I followed here. But which daf is it in the Gemara? Where
oh,
this Mishnah appears?
Kufches.
Oh, it says. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. It's right in front.
Yeah.
Of
yeah. I in my introduction, I did mention Kufches.
Yeah. Right. Right. You did, and I wasn't there. Oh, I even have it underlined.
Okay. So we want to go on to the third possible pshat in that Mishnah, which is going to be the Sefer HaMa'oros, who's quoting the Ravid, and the Sefer HaShlomo. And they reject the whole principle of Chanan. So, B'Sefer Dekomer Emnira Sakedera Eina Asura Elim Ken Yesh B'Tipas HaChol of Kedei Loseis Tam B'Chol HaKedera. In other words, on the one hand, they are learning the interpretation, the taich, if you will, of the word near, the same way that the Rash was learning it, that he was a little bit late. But the Mishnah wants to say, when the language of the Mishnah is in Yesh Ba Beno Saint Tam Ba Osa Kedera, it means the Osa Kedera against the Tipas Chol, meaning our Mishnah is rejecting the principle of Chanan. So again, what's happening here is that the Sefer HaMa'oros is accepting the interpretation of the Mishnah of the Rashba V'Seyoso, but coming to the exact opposite conclusion in Halacha. So on a textual level, it's exactly the Rashba, but on a conceptual or a matter of principle, it's the exact opposite of the Rashba. Because again, the Mishnah just uses this vague term of Im Yesh Ba B'No Saint Tam. What does it mean, Yesh Ba B'No Saint Tam? B'No Saint Tam connected what? So you're adding the whole Kedera, and you need Shishim against what? So the Rashbin says that you need Shishim against the entire first Chaticha. And the Sefer Ma'oris is saying, no, you don't need Shishim against the entire Chaticha, you need Shishim against the Tipas Cholov. So whereas in the Reisha before Nir, you need Shishim against Shishim in the Chaticha against the Tipa. In the Sefer, after Nir, you need Shishim against that same Tipa, but now you can use Shishim from the entire Kedera. And if you don't have Shishim, then everything becomes awesome. But again, it's all a ratio between the Tipa and the entire Kedera. Take a break from Mincha, and then we'll continue Ritz Hashem after Mincha, if we can. If you look at the bottom of the page on the left, he writes, V'hod de Rashi v'seyoso mianu lefareish Kipir Sheni. Ishlama di Azil Lishita say, this is Rashi consistent with his view, Shepasak Rabbi Yehuda Shemin Bimino lo Botel. If you have a Tarovis of Min Bimino, Rashi says we pass like Rabbi Yehuda that there's no Bittel. And therefore, it cannot be that in this Sefer, we're talking about a case of bittul between the chatichas basar that now has received the tipas cholov and the other chatichos in the kedera. Yefshel farish es ha-sefa di'ayri bedin ha-isur, meaning the chatichas ha-isur, shoseres es shara chatichos. Tiyamkein lo toli b'nosei tam. The whole concept of nosei tam would be totally irrelevant in the case of min b'mino. Shuvra isi shekein ze pirush hatzlach ach b'das sharishonim yefshel lefarish kein. So you cannot hold that according to the other Rishonim who accepted the second interpretation that they paskin like Rav Yehuda that min bebino is lo batel, because if that be the case, then how could the chaticha, once it's infected, so to speak, by the tipas cholav, it could ask for the rest of the kedera? And now he quotes the Ran. The Ran holds that leman diomer efshel sokto osur hachaticha oseres es shara chatichos below niur. That just the very fact that once the tipas cholav has penetrated the mafafeya throughout the chaticha, even without nir, it affects and it impacts on the other chatichos in the kedera. And if that be the case, then we could say for sure that if you hold efshel sokto osur, that chaticha will generate an isur on all the other chatichos even without nir. And that's what the Ran wants to be medayik from Rashi. And this Rashi says the following: Ubishara chatichos dikdera lo ayri tana demasnisin. Rashi says that our tana is uncommitted. He's uncommitted to any particular shita with regard to the other chatichos that are in the kedera. And the Gemara pligibah, the Gemara is going to record a machlokas about the other chatichos in the kedera. Now, from the fact that Rashi, Bedira Maskal Marav, says, Hodis Nadu Masnisin, Oseres is Kola Chatichos Mashma, Di Af Below Nior Pligi. Rashi doesn't mention a word about Nior. It's apparent that this Chaticha can now generate an Isra on the other Chatichos in the Kedera, even without Nior. Kida Ayri, Beresha de Masnisin. So it seems very clear from the words of Rashi that what we're talking about here is achach polta kshenir basof, means that if he hasn't done a nir, it's not poletes. But there is room to interpret that Rashi and Tosfos have a machlokes, do we need nir in order to aser the other chatichos in the kedera? And if we go according to Rashi, the chaticha that received the tipas cholav is half above the rotev, half submerged in the rotev, whereas according to Tosfos, that chaticha is completely above the rotev. And if you hold like Rashi that the chaticha is partially submerged in the rotev, there's no need for niur. No, the relation between that tipa and the rest of the kedera is established simply the second that tipa falls onto the top chaticha, because the bottom half of the chaticha, insofar as it's submerged in the rotev, will be the conduit to bring that tam throughout the entire chaticha. However, the Ran and the Rashba, they bring a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. The Ran accepts Rashi, even though they explain that the chaticha omedes chutz l'rotev, it means that there's a machlokes even in that case. So let's take a look at Rashi on Nir es HaKedera. Rashi says, Higispa miyad kodem shekiblo achaticha tam min atipa. And now we have a machlokes how to interpret this Rashi. Is it meaningful if he removes the chaticha asura immediately? Because mali near miyad, mali silek miyad. There shouldn't be no difference between mixing the chaticha with the rest of the contents of the kedera or removing that chaticha at all. However, the Pischei Tshuva writes in the name of many of the achronim and the poskim, and including the Aruch HaShulchan, shedivrei tam hem, that this makes sense, and we should interpret that he could remove the chaticha immediately, and that would have the same effect, the same impact as near a sakadera. This pshat seems to be reflected also in the Radbaz, in the Marsham, Pritoar, Primagodim, Tov Tov Vatas, many of the Achronim. And that's one shita, that Silek is just as good as near. Now Rashi says Ubishara Chatichos, Bigmar Pligiboim Choseres Osa Chatichov Yosrosan. We're going to have a machlokes in the Gemara whether or not that Chaticho that received the Tipas Dam would now generate in Isor all the Chatichos. And the Tzlach says the following: even with regard to that Chaticho itself, there's going to be a machlokes whether or not he Choseres Viniteres, meaning if you'll have shishim in the contents of the pot against that tipa, would that be enough to remove the iser in that chaticha? And that seems to be the impression you get from Rashi. Now, the next discussion that we have to get into here is derech bishul osra Torah. And we're going to have a machlokas rishon with regard to tzli, whether tzli roasting without a medium of liquid is considered derech bishul or it's not considered derech bishul. And that would be nogea to the issue of basach b'chol of doraisa, whether tzli is basach b'chol of doraisa. As far as chanan is concerned, you won't see chanan here on these pages, but if we go weiter a little bit on tough pei dalid, he has a bit of a discussion about chanan. So let me take this opportunity to wish everyone a chag sameach and shkerach, thanks for